The tech ed department at the Medford Area Senior High School is involved in a unique project. The educator, Doug Eichmann, and his students are getting real-world experience by building a house. We'll have three parts to our story about this house construction. We will begin with Medford Superintendent Pat Sullivan giving us some background on the program's academic side and how it came to fruition. We'll also be joined by educator Doug Eichmann and two of the students involved in building the house, Hank Crass and Hunter Drozda, on another local news program. But we're going to begin our story with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan. The tech department at the Medford Area Senior High School has a unique opportunity. They are actually getting some real-world experience by working on housing here in Medford. My guest is Medford's School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan. And if you would, please share with us, how was this opportunity for the students created? How did it come about?
Well, I would say first and foremost, it's because of our Medford City Council. The Medford City Council is developing housing over there by Marathon Cheese, and they gave to the Medford School District two lots free of charge. So they gifted us two lots. They did hear that we had hired an instructor who had, in prior districts, had done this project where starting on the first day of school, you start building a house. And so Doug Eichmann was hired here again with that experience. One of the reasons we hired Doug, he came in and said, you know, I've done this, I enjoy doing it, and I'd like to do it again. So the first project that these kids did was they built that concession stand. That was something that was done last year, and again, started on the first day of school, and by the end of the year, we had a new concession stand. Now this year, they're building a house. If you drive over there, you'll see the walls up already. The foundation, of course, is poured. That was done over the summer to get ready for this. They're there every morning for a couple hours. That is a class for them. So, it started by a very generous gift from the city of Medford, the city council, to the school district, where we have for the next 2 years, this year and next year, a lot that we can go and build a house on.
So share with us, which students are participating?
Well, these are upperclassmen, the juniors and seniors. You have to take some introductory classes in the building trades program. You don't just get to show up as a freshman and go out there and start working on this. You have to put your time in and earn that. So those are the kids that are out there every morning. All of those kids are driving right to the job site or getting a ride, just like they would get to school in the morning. Now they're going to the job site in the morning, and then after a couple hours, they're heading over to the high school for the rest of their day in their other classes.
So as far as the curriculum, they are getting credit for this course. Is this semester by semester, or if you are allowed to participate, is it a full year commitment?
Yeah, it's a full year commitment, and you're getting elective credit in our tech ed department. So it isn't any class taken in tech ed is an elective, and you have to have so many electives, obviously, to graduate. There may be a case where a kid may only take it for a semester, but we set it up and it works best, and you can understand that for Mr. Eichmann, for Doug to run the crew, he'd like to have those kids be there all year, every day. So for the most part, this is every day all year.
Can you talk a little bit about the real world experience? Because there's one thing to do it in a workshop on the campus where, you know, it's a controlled setting. It's another thing to actually be on the job site doing something that is going to be used by somebody. It's not just a project. It's real world. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Well, I don't think anyone would ever say there's a better learning experience than to have hands-on experience. And that's what this is all about. I mean, at a minimum, everybody's going to come out of this, you know, and someday in life probably have a house. And maybe these kids don't end up building houses for a living, but they at least have run an electric box, and they've done drywall, they've put rafters up, they've had this experience, so when they own a home, they can think back to that and reflect back on that and do some of those projects on their own. But again, going back to just the hands-on experience, you show up, they got a tool belt on, they're pounding nails, they're doing measurements. I've watched our instructor, I've watched Mr. Eichmann work with him where he'll say, well, you take it over there and measure it and figure it out. And he's watching them and making sure that, that obviously that it's done right. But he teaches them, he gives them the instruction, and then he says, now you guys go and do it. It really is a great experience, and these kids are getting a heck of an experience by doing it.
We underestimate problem solving as a skill, don't we? That's a skill. You develop that ability to solve those kinds of problems.
Yeah, yeah. And I think in teaching, one of the hardest parts is to not jump in right away. I mean, wait till they're just about to maybe cut that board before you say, okay, you're about to make a mistake. But that's what I know goes on out there. He'll let them work it through. They'll come and say, here's our plan, and then he'll give them the go-ahead or not. But you have to let them work through it and not just jump in and solve it right away for them. And that's just not in just this program, but that's in everything in teaching. Let them work through it, and they're really going to learn best that way.
Once again, my guest, Pat Sullivan, Superintendent, Medford Area School District. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck. We will be joined by project instructor Doug Eichmann and two of the students, seniors Hunter Drozda and Hank Crass, on another local news program.